You are listening to the Expresso Business Update. Here is the latest news from the world of Indian and international business brought to you by the Indian Express and the Financial Express. The US Federal Reserve released the minutes of the Federal Open Market Committee on Thursday, sparking expectations of a cool-off in the aggressive rate hikes. The US Fed since March has hiked the interest rate by 375 basis points in efforts to control soaring inflation levels, with the last hike at 75 BPS. In the minutes released in the early hours of Thursday, the Federal Reserve reflected sentiments of implementing small hikes to the repo rate going forward. Expectations on the street indicate that the Fed may step down to a 50 BPS hike, declaring another 75 BPS highly unlikely. Over to IPOs, Unipath's India IPO will open for public subscription on Wednesday, 30th November, and will close on 2nd December. The issue is entirely an OFS by existing shareholders and promoters, and no fresh issue of shares. The price band for this initial public offering has been set in the range of ₹548-577, with the lot size of 25 shares. The anchor book for the IPO will open on 29th November. The IPO share allotment will likely be finalized by 8th December, and the shares will be credited to the DMAT accounts of the investors by 9th December. Unipath India's shares are likely to debut on the stock exchanges on 12th December. Unipath India IPO consists entirely of an offer for sale of 1.44 crore shares from its current promoters and shareholders. Ashoka Investment Holdings and Ambadevi Mauritius Holding are divesting their stake in the company by selling the entire holding of over 93 lakh shares. The current promoters are selling over 44 lakh shares and they hold 75.5% of a stake in the company. Unipath India will not receive any capital from the IPO. Meanwhile, India plans to sell small stakes in state-run firms, including the world's biggest coal miner, Coal India Limited, and Asia's largest zinc producer, Hindustan Zinc Limited, to ride a stock market boom and boost revenue in the final quarter of the financial year, according to people familiar with the matter. The government is looking to sell 5% to 10% in Coal India Limited, Hindustan Zinc Limited, Rashtriya Chemicals, and Fertilizers Limited via the so-called offer for sale mechanism, the people said, asking not to be identified as the details aren't yet public. In all, five firms could be chosen, including a listed entity under the Railway Ministry, they added. Moving on, capital markets regulator SEBI on Friday came out with a uniform format for reporting over-the-counter trades in listed non-convertible securities. The development comes after SEBI observed that information on OTC trades in listed non-convertible securities provided to the stock exchanges by the investors is incomplete and inaccurate. This in turn amounts to incorrect and distorted information being displayed on the exchanges' websites. In order to address the issue, it has been decided all OTC trades shall be reported in a uniform format, the Securities and Exchange Board of India said in a circular. OTC trades are generally trades executed between two market entities without others being aware of the price at which the transaction was effected. Onto the technology sector, American tech giant Microsoft has introduced a new feature called Polls, which can be used on Microsoft Teams. This feature is similar to how WhatsApp Polls work. It will allow users to create polls immediately using the Microsoft Forms app. As far as availability is concerned, the feature is currently under rollout process and will be available by early December this year. According to Microsoft's blog post, incorporating polls will make meetings more engaging and it will be better to explain a concept. By using this feature, users or the host will get immediate answers pertaining to any discussion without having the need to leave a group meeting or chat, claims Microsoft. In order to add a poll to your group chat, you can begin by going to the channel or whichever chat you want the poll to be created in. After this, go to the bottom of the Teams window, select Forms, then start by adding questions and all the options which will be part of the answers. And lastly, in the auto world, Lamborghini has introduced the Urus performance in the Indian market. Globally unveiled in August this year, this new performance-oriented variant of the Urus Super SUV made its India debut within 4 months of the world premiere. The new Lamborghini Urus Performante Super SUV has been launched in India at ₹4.22 crore ex-showroom. Powering the new Lamborghini Urus Performante is the same 4.0-litre twin-turbo V8 engine that does duty in the regular Urus as well. However, it develops 666 HP, that is 16 HP more than the standard Urus. The torque remains the same at 850 Nm. You are listening to the Expresso Business Update by the Indian Express and the Financial Express. Ask your digital assistant device to play the latest business news from the Indian Express and stay up to date with the happenings in the finance and business stories.